It's a community no one wants to be a part of, families who've lost a child to gun violence. Some parents in the Tampa Bay region are still struggling with grief years after their kids were killed. They say families affected by community violence need more support. As part of Health News Florida's series, Growing Up with Guns, Stephanie Colombini reports on one group that's channeling their pain into action.
Good evening. First and foremost, let us say thank you for showing up for this candlelight vigil. It means a lot.
Johnny Johnson's in an East Tampa park surrounded by about a dozen people. The local activist is wearing a T-shirt with a teenage boy's face on it, his son, Jaquan. He died on New Year's Day nearly 7 years ago. Jaquan was a high school sophomore and rising basketball star. The 17-year-old was shot and killed during a drug deal.
My life was never the same since that phone call, even though I had plenty of my peers' kids was murdered, gunned down and stuff. So it wasn't new to me, but it's a difference when it knocks on your door.
Close to 6,000 children ages 17 and younger have been killed or injured by guns in the U.S. so far this year. The Gun Violence Archive reports that's a roughly 50% increase from 2017 when Johnson's son died. Black children are most at risk. In Florida, more than 70 kids have died in shootings this year, while dozens more have been hurt. Johnson has devoted himself to honoring these victims. He helps run the group Rise Up for Peace. They host vigils like this and invite other parents to open up about their loss. Ashley Alexander timidly steps in front of the group. Her daughter, Nylexia, was murdered in May 2022. She was just 14. The group listens intently as Alexander talks about Nylexia's mental health issues. She ran away before she died.
I questioned myself what I did as a mom. I'm not a big talker, so I apologize. I get emotional too, thinking about it, because it still brings tears to my eyes. I would never get a chance to talk to her, touch her, see her come up to the woman she was sent here to be.
The goal of Rise Up for Peace is to support parents like Alexander in their grief. Johnson's friend Patricia Brown founded it after her own son was killed by a stray bullet in 2020. Tampa police asked her to help raise awareness about gun violence.
I asked them, what can I do? I said, my heart is so full and so happy. I don't want to see another parent going through the heartache that I'm going through or losing a child through since it's gun violence.
Police officials will sometimes connect Brown and Johnson with families who've lost loved ones to crime. Johnson says these deaths can be especially traumatic. Families might have to hear graphic details of assault. Investigations and legal proceedings can drag out for years. Brown and Johnson direct parents to resources and offer the emotional support they wish they had when their kids died.
We've been sentenced to life without our loved ones, just like them, so that makes us always available. 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. I just talked to a family the other night at 12 a.m. I was lying in my bed and I got a phone call. My mother was having a breakdown.
Johnson says it's been hard to make progress as a grassroots organization. He's often frustrated when the public devotes a lot of attention to some shootings, like the recent one in Tampa's Ybor City that killed two young people and injured 16. But others are largely ignored. As he spoke, Patricia Brown began crying next to him.
It's heartbreaking. It hurts.
She couldn't speak for several minutes. This, Johnson said, is the toll of community violence.
You see that instant trauma that this tragic caused, and that uphill battle that families and friends and communities have to deal with. And you stand there and ask yourself, why is no one as outraged?
Some small changes are happening. The Tampa Police Department hired its first ever victim advocate last year to help families after crimes. And in January, Rise Up for Peace will partner with a local grief counseling center to offer mental health services to families on their terms.
We want to be sensitive towards the family and be there when they need us. Not, okay, it's counseling here, take it or leave it, right? Because everyone move or gather themselves at different times. It's mourning is nothing that you can measure. There's no measuring scale for mourning.
And the group has another mission, stopping the cycle of gun violence. One evening this summer, Johnson shared his son's story with a group of teenage boys who'd recently been arrested on gun charges.
Your life is on the line and I love and care about you.
He told the group he wasn't proud of his son's actions the night he died, but he'd do anything to have him back. He warned the teens messing around with guns could cost them their lives and leave their families in his position.
So think about it the next time you put yourself in a situation where you're going to hurt more than yourself.
One boy asked Johnson if he could reach out to him for help. Johnson smiled and shared his contact with everyone.
I really appreciate y'all again, man. I can't thank you enough. Like I said, y'all do more for me than I did, y'all.
He says this is what motivates him to keep fighting for change. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.
This story is part of Health News Florida's special series, Growing Up with Guns. It explores the harms guns can have on kids and their communities. You can learn more at WUSF.org.